You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is a hump day Wednesday, February the 19th of 2025. The time is 8:07. Another very cold start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature of 5 degrees below zero. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. On the Civic Media app, and also on the WXCO YouTube channel. If you would like, you can tune in on our WXCO YouTube channel, be able to see what is going on, and also share your thoughts with the show. You can call or text us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be talking to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Find out if we're going to about to break this cold snap. And it's, I think from what she's been telling us, that we are getting towards the end of this bitterly cold stretch that we've had so far this week. So we'll get all the details from Brittany coming up at 8:21. Then after that, we'll be joined by Ted Hartke of the group Extra Innings. We've talked to Ted before. He's formed this group Extra Innings in order to raise money for folks here in central Wisconsin that are battling cancer. And again, all the money raised stays here in central Wisconsin. And coming up on Saturday, there is a special event going on in Marathon at the Marathon City Sports Center, Bowling for Cancer. A singles 9-pin tap tournament, prizes for first, second, and third, a bingo as well, great food and drink, and again, raising money for a great cause. So we'll talk to Ted Hartke coming up at 8:34 this morning as well. And at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson, including a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged, and our number for the day quiz. So that's all coming up this morning here on 98.9 WXCO. Need to welcome in our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing today?
You know what? I'm pretty good. I'm looking forward to breaking the cold snap of going into the weekend into next week, and my family is doing a little bit better. You know, every day we get a little bit better, but at least we're sick as a family. So we're getting through it together. We're taking care of each other, helping each other out, which is very important, especially when you're sick, because when your energy is a little low, it's always good to have a helping hand. So every day we get a little bit better, but it will be nice when the temperature gets above 10.
I tell you,
temperature to be above 10. That's good enough for me.
I tell you, though, there's so much still going on out there. I heard Mike Clemens on the sports report earlier this morning talking about yesterday when the Badgers beat Illinois 95-74, that the teams did not shake hands. And don't really think, oh, maybe they're mad at each other.
Oh.
No, they weren't. It's because about half the team for Illinois got the flu. So they didn't want to spread it. So it's actually a good thing.
Oh,
and
that's terrible.
This morning I've woken up and feel like I've taken a little step backwards. And it's just so much going on out there.
Yeah.
And you just want to get back to the basics and not hear conspiracy theories like RFK Jr. and do the right things and be able to, you know, try to get through what's been just a really tough winter health-wise for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember people, vaccinations are very important. It doesn't matter if it's for the flu or, well, I mean, what I know is the flu, but vaccinations are very helpful to, you know, help your immune system and prevent you from, you know, well, it doesn't prevent you from getting sick, but it does help you to fight illnesses a little bit better. So despite what people are telling you, I've had vaccinations and they do help. It was actually very helpful when I got the COVID vaccine. 3 times I got it. Every time I felt a little bit better after that. So I speak from experience. Vaccinations do help.
It was a very busy Tuesday. Had the primary election and also had the governor having his budget address.
That's right.
I went to vote yesterday at lunchtime. It was not busy. In fact, I vote in the village of Weston. And during the general election back in November, there would actually be 2 rooms open. You'd have the poll workers in one of the rooms, and then you'd actually vote in the second room. But here they had fewer poll workers and fewer voting areas. So they did it all in one room, and there were a few people there when I went to a vote, but not a lot. And the primary election always is an election that has a lower voter turnout. There was only 2 items on my ballot. One was for the state superintendent of public instruction, and one for the village of Weston president. And in the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction election, it is the incumbent, Jill Underly, advancing, along with a more conservative GOP-backed challenger. There were 3 on the ballot. Jill Underly got the most votes. She is in her first term as state superintendent. She will move on in April, April the 1st, in fact, to take on Brittany Kinzer, a private school advocate. So it's going to be a very definite choice. You have one who is a public school advocate, and you have one that is a private school advocate. And Jeff Wright, who is a rural school superintendent, was eliminated in the election. So it was quite a 38% of the vote went to Jill Underly, 177,000 votes. Brittany Kinzer, not too far behind. She had 34% of the votes. And Jeff Wright had 27.5% of the vote. I would say that looking at those numbers, that either the more progressive, or you'd call it the candidates who would be more identified on the Democratic side, received roughly 65% of the vote. And the private school advocate, the person that is more identified with the Republican position on school choice, Brittany Kinzer, received a little under 35% of the vote. So I would say based on the primary vote that those on the left would feel more comfortable going into April 1st. But at the same time, you have to realize that April 1st, there will be a larger number of voters. So I don't think you can take really in terms of what we saw here and automatically assume Jill Underley is going to win. So
no, never assume when it comes to politics. You always have to get out there. You always have to vote. You can't just assume that you're the winner just because as it looks like it in this election. I mean, granted, she did get a good percentage of the votes. However, past presidential elections have confirmed that it only takes one vote to tip the scale. So every vote accounts, people.
Again,
remember that.
Not a lot of races on the ballot here in our area. I mentioned that in my area, the Village of Weston, there was a primary for the president position, and Mark Maloney had the most votes. In fact, he got a majority, 544 votes, 50.7%. James Pinceno also advanced to the general election, receiving 27% of the vote, 288. Husheng Zagami received the fewest votes, 22.4% or 240. So Maloney and Pinceno will be on the ballot on April the 1st for Village of Weston president. Also, there was a primary for Village of Cronenwetter president, and David Baker and Aaron Mishka both advance. Baker received 364 votes, or 41.3% of the votes. Aaron Mishka received 333 votes, 37.8%. Chris Voll, the third candidate on the ballot yesterday, was eliminated. He received 21% of the vote, 184 votes. So that's basically the Central Wisconsin elections. And again, sometimes I wonder why we have a big election when there's so little on the ballot, but yeah, it's a primary. So again, for everybody that went out, good for you. You need to go out there every election. That's the way I look at it. Every election, get out there and vote.
That's right.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the weather. Brittany Merlot is coming in next. Time is 8:18. 5 below zero is the temperature. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Another chilly start here in North Central Wisconsin. Another not bad start in terms of the way it looks. No snow out there. Got some blue skies, but again, very, very cold. Third straight day that we've begun with below zero temperatures. We've had below zero wind chills for the last couple of days. Right now, 5 degrees below zero, but could it be breaking soon? Well, the person that knows the answer to that question and so much more is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. It's teeth chattering weather out there. Gosh.
I know. It's just been continuing. And I mean, just very, very cold for three straight days. But we're getting towards the, you can see the end of the road. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, right?
We're all hanging on to like, it'll get warm. Spring's here. I swear. Yeah,
I know. Huh?
It is. Someday. It is. We are going to climb out of the cold today. Slowly but surely, you'll start to feel a little bit of a difference by this afternoon. And then tomorrow, a pretty decent difference back to where we should be into those low 20s. And then by this weekend, oh my gosh, spring weather is knocking on our back doorstep and it busts the door down as we go into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. So we're going to go from highs today reaching about 15 degrees. And with the winds, it'll feel about zero. So that's pretty mild compared to our negative 30s that we've been battling. But by tomorrow, 20s. We're actually going to feel the low 20s and it'll be sunny too. We are going to get cloudy later on this afternoon. So these clouds will move in and then it'll clear on out for both our Friday or Thursday and Friday. But Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday next week, with this warm weather moving in, we are looking at more cloud cover out there, more potential for fog as it's melting some of that snow because we'll be above freezing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So enjoy the snowfall while it's here because it will be shrinking. At least half of it will go away as we go through those next few days. But we are looking at chances of a wintry mix moving in too. So we could see flurries throughout the weekend turning into some freezing drizzle potentially and even rain, regular rain far south. So when we are looking at those temperatures so warm, it does create a little bit of problems because, you know, overnight lows are dropping below freezing. So we're going to see refreezing of any wet surfaces in those early morning hours, too. So a little bit of a sloppy mess. I don't particularly like above freezing temperatures in the middle of winter.
It does look like it's going to be pretty consistently above freezing for a number of days as well. And that's probably a big reason why as well. The snow is going to methodically go down, down and down.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sad. And today, too, Lincoln County just opened up their snowmobile trails to allow ATVs on there, which only happens after so many days of hard-packed snow. Temperatures have to be cold enough. And so they're going to be able to go on there today. But then by Sunday, they have to get off because it's going to be too warm. And everything's just going to be going downhill in terms of outdoor winter rec. So ski, snowmobile, sled, build the snowman, do it now.
We're getting to the point where, I mean, you know, it's hard to believe, but with just over a week from now, we'll be into March. And then all of a sudden, the whole feel for weather does change once we get to March, right?
Yeah, it definitely does. March for me is more, we're looking at more spring showers trying to mix in. We're pulling in some warmer temperatures. We're melting that snow. We're looking at flooding concerns. Rivers are rising and all of that. So it kind of gets messy. I always say spring is messy and muddy. People love it. I hate it. It's my worst season because it's just gross outside a lot of spring.
And also, it's that time of year where you can have a day that gets to like 50 degrees, and then the next day you could get a foot of snow. I mean, it really is a crazy month, as we're going to get into that coming up very, very soon.
Yes, we are. I mean, when you think about it, you've got these temperatures that'll be right around that freezing mark if we are getting snow chances, and that dumps some heavy, wet snow rapidly. So spring definitely packs that moisture for the potential to punch a major snowstorm into our forecast. So we'll see if we have that in the cards for us or not. Right now, I don't see anything. Just a little disturbance moving through over the weekend.
Just means more trips up north for you when the temperature gets warmer here, right?
Yes, it does. I chase the snow. I chase the cold.
Yes,
I need
it. Well, what are the details here for the middle part of the week as we get closer and closer to the weekend?
All right. We're going to actually feel like 0 degrees by this afternoon, factoring in the wind chill. Yay. As highs reach 15. Woo-woo! We will lose the sun, though. Enjoy it now. It's going to go away by this evening. We are moving into cloudy conditions. A few of those will linger early tomorrow morning, which will keep us a little warmer. We're actually going to reach highs in the low 20s, both tomorrow and Friday, with more and more sunshine to close out the week. And then Saturday, highs of 27 degrees is the last day still below freezing, because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, flirting with 40 degrees out there.
At least there won't be a negative in any of those temperatures.
No, I'm tired of typing negatives.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, thanks for the information. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Stay warm.
Mm-hmm. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 right here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Up a couple of degrees already. -3, 3 below 0 right now. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 7 miles per hour. So that wind chill getting closer to zero. Right now it's 5 below 0. The barometer at 30.61 inches. Dew point of 9 below 0. So a relative humidity of 75%. Time is 8:28. Coming up, as we do at the top and bottom of every hour, we'll get you up to speed on what's going on. News, weather, sports, all coming up. And then after that, we're going to talk about a special event coming up this Saturday over in Marathon at the Marathon City Sports Center. Extra innings and bowling for cancer. 9-pin tap tournament coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about that with Extra Innings Ted Harkey. That's straight ahead. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 8:35 is the time. 3 degrees below zero is the temperature, but the sun is peeking through, and a man that's always bringing the rays of sunshine, Ted Harkey, the founder, I don't even know if you have a title. You are the guy with extra innings. But Ted, great to see you again.
Thanks, Chad. Nice seeing you too, buddy.
Absolutely. Get a little bit closer. We have people hear that booming voice right there. But before we talk about the event here today, you've just been continuing, and I know that since we last talked, I think it was for the big
celebration
of life?
Correct.
But the thing is, you haven't stopped since then. I've noticed you've had a lot of, we've actually mentioned, where you have special days with partnering restaurants, and you're still trying to build up, aren't you?
I'm just trying to get the awareness growing. Folks have told me, it's like, you know, you're doing well. This is only the start of our third year. But you know me, I'm a little, I want this to be bigger. We just need help, and we need to get the community involved. Folks don't realize all that we're doing. 99% of the people don't know about extra innings. That's a shame, but it's going to change. I know it takes time, but at the same token, I want to put gasoline on this fire and get it going. So what I decided to do this year was try to get more awareness out there. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing a lot of things on Facebook. If you follow us, that's free advertising for me. That's why I use it. And we're doing monthly restaurant theme nights.
Let's step back because you said it. About awareness, about knowing what extra innings is, why it may be different than maybe some others. Let's get right back to the basics.
The heart.
What is extra innings? For people that don't know, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there right now that don't know, what is extra innings?
Extra innings is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that I started up 3 years ago. I did this for a specific reason. Prior to this, I've always been involved with raising funds for 25 years in Ohio, as well as 1 year here in Wisconsin. And I'll be honest, folks, I got tired of raising money for the large national charities. They all do a good job. I'm not, you know, I don't want to diss them in any way, shape, or form, but I had a hard time justifying supporting their salaries as well as where the money goes. It leaves your community. You raise it here, mm-hmm. but it goes somewhere in the world. And I just got tired of it. So I decided, you know what? Time is now. I did it long enough, and I want to do my own thing, something that's really unique. So Extra Innings was born. It's a pun on baseball. It means extra life. Mm. Extra life. This is all about life, folks. And what we're doing now is we're raising funds, and all the money stays locally to help out cancer patients. We have no salaries. This is 100% volunteer-driven. Mm-hmm. You're looking at a crazy man or hearing a crazy man. You're on the radio now.
Right.
Who donates literally over 1,000 hours a year volunteering. But it's not just me. I have a lot of folks who help me, but I'm always looking to get more folks, and we're trying to grow.
I think one of the things that needs to be underlined from what you said, it all stays right here in central Wisconsin. I think that is a connection that people can really appreciate, that the money that you raise goes to families who are battling cancer here in central Wisconsin.
And amen.
Would you be able to, I mean, maybe you don't have to give specifics, but maybe an example of somebody that you've helped with Extra Innings?
Well, we've helped financially by giving funds to Aspirus Hospital, to their foundation for adult pediatric or adult oncology patients. We also give monies to Marshfield Clinic Pediatric Oncology to help out children with cancer. And then the third avenue we also help out is Joshua's Camp, which is very dear to me and you, Chad. I know
it's wonderful. And I mean, boy, just wonderful.
That is the children's cancer camp for the entire area. It's located in Eau Claire, but there's nothing here in central Wisconsin for kids with cancer. And trust me, they do. I've talked to some of the kids. They from this area, they go through their treatment at Marshfield Clinic's Pediatric Oncology, and from there they basically get to know about Joshua's Camp, and they go to Joshua's Camp for just a week of fun, no expenses to the family, all done by donations. So it's a really unique thing. But we also help people besides financially. We also help people emotionally.
Yes.
That's the important thing. I've met so many good folks in this community, folks who have lost loved ones to cancer. It's like I feel like I'm Mr. Cancer sometimes. People want to tell me stories about their loved ones lost to cancer, and it breaks my heart. But all I can do is encourage them to get involved, to keep their loved ones' memories alive, and we celebrate them at our big event in September called the Celebration of Life, which you've heard before on your show.
The emotional aspect, I think, is so vitally important. I guess first, when you think about a kid who is going through this, and the family, of course, but I'm going to go back to the child. You have somebody that is, you know, supposed to be just experiencing so many different things in life early on, but instead has to spend so much time going to treatment, and obviously the treatment takes a lot out of you. And then to be able to go to a camp like that, to Joshua's camp, and to just be a kid for a few days. Right. I just think that is a gift that is priceless. I mean, that term priceless, I think, is thrown around a little too much. But that is a priceless gift to a child.
I agree, Chad. And that's why this weekend we're doing a really fun thing. Besides we've been doing stuff each month leading up to the Celebration of Life in September. But this coming Saturday, and why I'm here today, is to push really hard. We're doing a bowling tournament, and we're raising funds again. This is strictly for kids with cancer. The proceeds will go to Marshfield Clinic's Pediatric Oncology Department. I know it's cold outside, so I figured let's do something fun.
It's a perfect time to do it.
Right, activity base that's in warm quarters, so everyone can have a good time. And we're raising funds for a good reason.
Bowling for Cancer will be at the Marathon City Sports Center. And I like the fact it's a 9-pin tap.
Yeah.
For those of us who get so frustrated when we throw a perfect ball and then one pin stays up. Hey, it's a strike!
Amen.
It's a strike! But it's a singles 9-pin tap tournament. Yeah, prizes for first, second, and third. Bingo as well.
Bingo is so much fun. The obviously, folks who are doing the bowling are doing it for the right reason. They're having fun. Brewskis are going to be flowing, if I'm allowed to say that on the radio. We're going to have great warm food. We're going to have a party atmosphere out there. But in addition to that, there are folks out there who don't bowl. And I decided, I just had a just had a revelation, and I thought about bingo. What a way to handle the kids and the families, and for the non-bowlers. You know, the joy of bingo. My wife, for instance, for 40 years now, we've been married. I'm very lucky, and she supports me.
You don't look like you're 40, so come on.
Stop it. But the cool thing, she has been saying, I never had a chance to meet her grandma. I will someday in heaven, but she's a great lady, and my wife has fond memories. She always remembers going to play bingo with her grandma in Pittsburgh at bingo halls. And so I decided to come up with the bingo idea, and my wife immediately said again, oh, my grandma, blah, 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 blah. I was thinking, well, that's why we're doing this. This is a cool opportunity for my wife to enjoy playing with her granddaughters and starting a new tradition. And I want folks out there in the listening community to get involved. Bring your kids. Bring your grandkids. Let's have fun. And you know what? The kids are going to learn about helping kids with cancer. Yes. This is a win-win.
And the thing about bingo is there's no bigger thrill than when you get bingo and they yell bingo.
I can't wait to see kids yell
somebody
bingo.
Jumping up. And in addition, you've got raffles as well, right?
We're going to have raffles. It's just going to be it's going to be a fun day, period. The whole thing starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday in Marshfield. Marshfield Clinic is where the money's going to, but it's in Marathon, and it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're gonna run all day. I envision it'll probably end about 6, but if we have enough bowlers, we could go to 10 o'clock at night. So as long as we have bowlers, the bingo will go as well.
Very, very cool. So, again, it's a singles trip, so you don't even have to get a team together. Very nice opportunity. And we all can bowl, and even, you know, just get the shoes, get the ball. Even if you don't have a ball, they have plenty of balls there as well.
It's a $20 donation. This is nothing. And you get three games.
And you got it. We were talking the other day, the generosity of Marathon City Sports Center, where basically – almost all the money is going back to you guys.
It's amazing.
I mean, that's so nice. And I'm looking at your poster. You have so many other terrific supporters as well. And I think that's something we should underline as well, is that if you're out there, if you're a business, if you want to be part of something cool and something that does push forward good in this world,
it's community-based.
Yes.
This is – people always, you hear this all the time here in Wausau and as well as the surrounding areas about how do we get more community involvement? How do we develop community pride? And this is the way, folks. What we're doing here is 100% unique. No one else is doing what we're doing. Get involved with us, have fun with us, and make great memories in the process.
And you are going to feel good. The families are going to feel good. It's going to get positivity within our community, and that's something we need right now throughout this community and throughout the world. So, how do you? We mentioned the fact it's $20 Saturday. How do you sign up?
If you can just come, obviously, at the door and come on in by donation and participate. Or if you want to sign up for a bowling spot ahead of time, there is a number at the center there. And it is
715-443-2522. I'm not going to make you read it upside down.
Yeah. And by thank you. And by basically,
and also talk to Steve, right?
Right. Steve's the man there. He's the manager. He's a great guy. And he really wants to make this successful. And he'll take your reservation. So if you got a group of friends who want to do it together, that's even better. Or an employer like Nicolet Bank is bringing a whole team of employees.
Is that cool?
That's cool. They're going to have fun, folks, on a cold Saturday afternoon. Unless you want to go ice fishing, you know. What else is there in the area?
We don't want to go ice fishing.
So come to our event. And
and it's all there. You said it. Bingo, food and drinks. There's going to be great food, right?
Oh, yeah. Great food, great drinks. We're going to have this is a guaranteed slam dunk party for the community. We all can have fun doing this. And we get a chance to meet more people and get to know people. And I hate to say the word, it sounds corny, but spread the love. You know? That's what this is about. I really have created something here. And we're creating loving a loving atmosphere, loving experiences, and you can have great memories from this. Especially, as I said originally, my wife is so looking forward to playing bingo with her 5 and 3-year-old granddaughters on her lap. It's going to be beautiful. Great pictures.
Is she going to win? Is she going to win? Do you think?
Oh, I don't.
Would that be cool?
She's winning already.
There you go.
You know, because this is a memory for her. Yes, she's here. Is. You know, she's also battled cancer herself. So we consider ourselves lucky because we're on borrowed time, and we all are. So, folks, please get involved. Get involved. Spread the word to your friends, your family members. Maybe call grandma up and bring grandma over, and let's have fun.
Just hang out.
Hang out. Have fun. Have fun. Exactly. On a Saturday in central Wisconsin.
Extra Innings presenting Bowling for Cancer Singles 9-Pin Tap Tournament at Marathon City Sports Center this Saturday.
2 o'clock.
Starting at 2 o'clock. And the hope is there will be so many people, you have shifts. Run after another.
Booyah. That's what I hope
Three
for.
Games, and you could win.
And hey, you can win,
you
too.
You could win. That would add a little icing to that cake. Again, you got food and drink, got bingo, got a DJ, got Ted running around keeping everybody going.
We're gonna have fun, folks.
And it's only $20. I mean, doggone it. You're not gonna spend $20 anywhere else. I mean, it's like fantastic. 715-443-2522. And again, when I put this up on our archive page later, we'll put the number on there, put the information on there as well, so you'll be able to sign up and also sign up at the door.
And quickly, thank you to the sponsors who helped me out this year. They are Knights of Columbus, Marathon City, Krieger Insurance Services, The Wave Radio, Bull Falls Radio, Anders Plumbing, Marathon Cheese, Nicolet National Bank, Schumacher Ginseng, Custom Meats of Marathon, The Dirks Group, Hurtis Heating, and Drip Media.
Thank you very much, Ted.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And also on YouTube. YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page. Be able to see us. Be able to see Ted and all the enthusiasm that he had. And in this era where people, frankly, are selfish. There's too much selfishness out there. Mm-hmm. People that have everything that they could possibly want and they still want more. The wealthy getting bigger tax cuts. Funding being taken away from important programs. To see somebody like Ted Hartke form this organization, Extra Innings, to be able to put in, as he said, hour after hour after hour, not for himself, but just to help families here in central Wisconsin who are suffering from cancer. And that's the thing that I think is so vitally important, that this is being done for the folks here in central Wisconsin. And especially when the kids, and if you don't have your heart break a little bit, or even more than a little bit, when you hear of a child that is battling cancer. That's where funding needs to go. We shouldn't be cutting everything. We should be putting money into finding cures for cancer. And the idea of Extra Innings isn't about the cure aspect. There are folks that are putting money in towards cures. This is about the folks that are fighting it right now, the families that are fighting it right now, the children that are fighting it right now, and to do something for them, as he said, to send them to a wonderful camp over in Eau Claire where after fighting cancer, doing the treatments, doing the chemo, doing the radiation, where a kid can get away from that and just be a kid for a couple of days. And it's a homegrown nonprofit organization. Again, mm-hmm. and Ted said it, 100% of the profits stay local. Doesn't go towards paying a president. Doesn't go towards paying a bunch of boards of directors.
No.
100% of the profits stay local to help cancer patients and their loved ones. And he does events all the time. Had the Celebration of Life back in September. Wonderful event over at Marathon Park. Does these special events partnering with different restaurants where a certain percentage of sales during a time period goes to extra innings. And then an event like this, a fun event, an event that, man, I mean, $20. If you were just to go to play, to go bowling, and $20 wouldn't cover what you're doing. And this is going to be for a tournament, be able to win some prizes,
yeah.
be able to have fun, to be able to enjoy the environment, to be able to do something for a great cause.
Honestly, it's a really great deal. It really is.
And it's just...
it's for a great cause.
For the right reasons, too. And and we sometimes get... heck, I get a little too negative sometimes here. And
me too.
But there are positives out there. And this is a big positive. Somebody doing something for others.
Yeah.
Instead of tearing down, building up. So if you're able to, Saturday, and I'm planning on being there myself now. I plan on doing it. Doing the three games.
And hopefully I can be there as well.
Hey, it's a 9-pin tap tournament. All you have to do is get 9 pins, get a strike.
Oh.
You know?
Well, that I could probably
do. It's only a couple of hours. We'll get you in and out of there.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
So let's, I'll try to talk you into it. And if you have any issues with your other boss, I'll tell him.
We'll make plans after the show.
There you go. But so, yeah, it'd be great to see you. Marathon City Sports Center, Bowling for Cancer from Extra Innings. 9-pin tap tournament, bingo as well. You can play a bingo and yell bingo. You know, have
fun. You can't go wrong with a classic game of bingo. Bingo's been around for a long time, and it's a fun game.
Food and drink, and part of the proceeds of the food and drink also go to Extra Innings. So a chance to raise.
Every little bit is given to a good cause.
Yeah. And it's, again, only $20. You can come by, sign up at the event, but... it'd be great to call in and reserve as well, because it gives Ted and everybody at Marathon City Sports Center a better feel for what they're able to, you know, the number of people that are going to come.
And so, don't tell yourself you can't come because of the weather, because the weather is going to be very nice. So you don't have any excuse not to come to this.
No, so you can call up Marathon City Sports Center. Call Steve at Marathon City Sports Center, 715-443-2522. 715-443-2522. And again, after the show is done, I will be putting this hour on our podcast page. And in the information for the hour, we'll put that number and the information you need to be part of Bowling for Cancer Saturday with Extra Innings at the Marathon City Sports Center. Time is 8:58. We got another hour to go. We're going to talk about what the governor had to say last night when it came to his budget address. Talking about the primary election.
Yeah.
And also Donald Trump and what he said concerning Russia and Ukraine should be a scandal yesterday.
Oh, I heard about this.
We're going to talk about that as well.
Stay tuned.
And we'll have our number for the day quiz
with
Ian at the end. So that's all coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.